Walking down Pahoa Village Road, you can't help but notice signs that the lava flow creeping through the edge of town has arrived. There's the plume of smoke in the distance and the red glow that can be seen from the main road at night. But none of that seems to matter to the gentleman behind the counter at a Pahoa bookstore.
My name's Arjuna Lozano, and I'm the owner of Pahoa Used Books and Gifts.
Arjuna hasn't been the owner for long. A couple months ago, when it became clear the lava could cut through the town, the bookshop's former owners made plans to pack up and leave.
And she was leaving because she wanted to be on the other side of the lava, so we decided to kind of come in and buy it so that we could keep up, you know, classic Pahoa business open, as well as having a bookstore on this side.
With the help of his parents, Arjuna put together the financing to buy the bookstore. And while he didn't tell me the exact cost, Arjuna's dad, Roy Lozano, says they definitely scored a deal.
It was no doubt a fire sale. I will not say the number, but for the price of less than you would pay for a not even that good used car.
Arjuna has now been the sole proprietor for a little more than a month, and at just 19 years old, he's likely Pahoa's youngest new business owner.
This is pretty much my first major job, so at 19, owning my own business is a pretty interesting thing.
Over the past few months, he's seen a handful of local stores close up shop. He worries if more businesses decide to leave, it could turn Pahoa into a ghost town.
So we're just trying to kind of keep the town alive and not leave, because if we leave, the town will die.
Despite the threat of the town being cut off by lava, many, like Arjuna, are actually finding business opportunities. Tiffany Edwards Hunt is the co-owner of Jeff Hunt Surfboards.
It's the strange combination of death and rebirth, even as we're in clear and present danger. So we're in the midst of it all right now.
Across the street from Tiffany's surf shop, workers from Napa Auto Parts were busy spraying down the rain gutters in front of their new store. The lava doesn't seem to have halted their plans to move in to the former Pahoa Cash and Carry building. Pahoa Home Video has also relocated into a larger space left vacant by another business that moved to avoid the lava. Back at the bookstore, 19-year-old Arjuna says sales have been up as tourists flock to the small town to get a glimpse of the lava. He even spotted a tour bus a couple weeks back. But he says the slow-moving lava does make him nervous, saying there's a certain amount of risk involved with staying.
There is, but at the same time, the reward outweighs the risk, especially in getting to keep something alive. It's definitely worth it.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.